Hello.我们先念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》。《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波利梭哈。接着我们要念诵的是功德本颂Foundational Good Qualities。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸果众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，有比清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母同佛入有海，然后练习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种见，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调具，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二细地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达须菩提精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so, so do short meditation. We start with breathing meditation. So try to keep your back straight. Then breathe gently. Focus your mind on the breath. Okay, we do this few minutes. Yeah.
同样的，我们先来进行个简短的共修。我们要观我们的呼吸，最重要就是要背挺直，然后很自然的呼吸，将我们的心呢原念于呼吸上。啊，我们这样做几分钟。
Okay, so then next, so in front of oneself, visualize the beautiful golden throne. On top of that, visualize lotus. On top of the lotus, visualize the mundis, sandis. On top of the sandis, there's the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Sitting there, his left hand, right hand touching mudra of the earth, then the left hand, concentration mudra, and made of light. So you can visualize like that, clear as possible.
接着呢，观想在我们的前方的虚空呢，出现一个金色的宝座，上面呢有一朵莲花，莲花上面呢有一个月轮，月轮的上面有个日轮，在日轮上面就端坐着本师释迦牟尼佛，相好光明，右手呢是触地印，左手呢是进入静坐印，然后呢相好光明身。
Now, so you can visualize making prostration to the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So then after that, you can visualize numberless of offering and make offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Then after that, you take refuge.
接着呢，我们可以观想呢，向本师释迦牟尼佛顶礼，然后呢，做无量无边的供养。接着呢，我们就皈依本师。
So then, next we need to recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times, so that time visualize the nectar or light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, enter oneself and all other sentient beings by then purified all our afflictive or negative emotion.
接着呢，我们念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念诵的时候呢，观想本师释迦牟尼佛的身体放出甘露，这甘露呢，大甘露降下，然后呢，进入我们的身体和所有的一切众生，净化了我们所有的业障。
So then, try to visualize, you know, totally purified, then your body or mind become like crystal clear.Like that, then focus your mind on there for a few minutes.
然后呢，我们要观想呢，因为这样的缘故呢，这样的加持，这样的甘露降下来，我们的业障呢，完完全全的净化干净了，我们的心呢是光明清晰的。
무나예소함타야타오무네무네마하무나예소함타야타
Okay, so one thing is when you do meditation, so and very important is to the clarity of the mind, and the mind should have some kind of clarity. Also, then should have some energy. You know, I don't know what call energy at all. That what call not energy? I don't know. The strength, intensity, you said, no? Mind?
Huh? Vivid intensity.
And very, I don't know, not intensity, no?
Vivid intensity.
Vivid?
Vivid is clear and intense.
Intense, something. So anyway, your mind shouldn't be too relaxed, you know, like sitting when you are tired. Sit in the couch, sofa. Not like that, you know. Your body's, when you wake up, you do some workout, shower, your mind is fresh, you know. So mind should be like that, you know. Most of the time our meditation is like that. That you are meditating something, but our mind is very relaxed, sitting like a relaxed in the sofa like that. So, yeah, but the problem is, of course, your mind is, I mean, some focus is there, but your mind becomes too relaxed, you know. So like very lazy mind, I could say, one of those lazy mind, you know. So it's not, as Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, so it's not good meditation. Yeah. So if you meditate like that, your mind doesn't improve much. You know, your wisdom doesn't develop. You know. That means we're not getting better, not getting clever. Rather you're getting more dull. Don't want to think much, you know. If we don't know how to meditate, so that's the problem the Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in the Lamrim. Yeah. It's good to remember that.
When we are in the meditation, the meditation has 两个方面我们要注意，就是我们的观想呢要是非常清晰的，要那个清晰度，那这个观想呢有一些力度，要一些能量啊。好、哦，但通常呢，我们在静坐的时候，静坐观想的时候，我们都好像是很放松的一种状态，就好像我们很累了，坐在沙发上了，这个太过松弛，太过放松了。就每天早上我们醒来的时候，通常我们会去沐浴一下，然后呢，你看我们的心呢就很清醒，人整个也觉得很清醒。所以静坐的状态呢，应该是非常放松，但是也是很清醒的一种状态。可是呢，通常呢，我们的心呢太松了，放得太松了，就像我们累了坐在沙发上一样，就太松弛了。这个心的状态呢是非常懒散的。如果是这样的话呢，我们的静坐呢就不是一个很好的状态，我们就不可以说我们的静坐做得很好，因为呢这样做的话，这样的静坐这样去修的话呢，对我们的心相续呢不会有什么帮助，我们的智慧呢也不会升起。因为呢我们观想，我们静坐的时候是很昏沉的，是昏昏沉沉的，一点都不清晰，而且没有什么力度。所以如果我们不懂得静坐的话呢，就会是这个样子。这是宗格巴大师在菩提道次第里面曾经开示过的。
So like that, so, that's the one reason, you know, to when you meditate, try to keep your back straight. You know, that's the one of the reason. When your back is not straight, you know, a little bit backward like that, then somehow,you more relax, you know, too relax, you know, then your mind become also like that, you know. So when you keep your back straight, so that keep you a little bit fresh. You know, for example, when you lie down on the bed, you know, with a nice pillow, you want to meditate, of course, few minutes, a little bit, okay, after that, you know, really go to single point. You know. So there's the, we have the experience, you know, sometimes read book, how did the book go there? Lie down like, when I keep it straight, then of course, due to the body, you know, posture, so that help you to keep your mind fresh. Also eating, you know, when you eat, so they recommend, don't eat too much, you know, until...You know, if your time is, I don't know. No, I don't know what, how to know. Whatever. You know, when your time is this big, then you should fill up only 75%. You know, 25% keep empty. So, you fill up too much. Because of that, again, body need a lot of energy to work for the food, whatever it is. So then body become easily get tired, this and that. So, so like they also recommend it, you know, sleep early, wake up early. You know, that kind of recommendation. So you have good sleep, so when you wake up morning, your mind is more fresh. A lot, you have some kind of energy there. Fresh mind, you know, like that. So you meditate, then it become very good like that. So this is the recommendation, yeah.By the great master, yeah.
所以呢，这是其中一个理由了，就是我们的心呢不要陷入昏沉。其中一个理由就是背要挺直，因为我们的坐姿呢会影响我们的静坐的状态。如果背不直的话呢，我们背不直没有挺直的话，我们的整个状态，我们的心呢就很容易放松弛，放松弛过后呢就很容易变得昏沉，所以我们的心呢就不会清醒。若背不直的话，心就很难清醒。就好像呢，有时候呢，我们的躺在床上讲，我们要休息几分钟，就会呢躺着躺着呢，我们就进入了一心不乱的睡眠状态。 啊，这是很多人都有的经验的。比如说，拿着一本书啊，躺在床上读啊，读着读着就不知不觉的哦，就进入了睡眠状态。所以背要挺直，这是很重要点，在静坐的时候呢，因为这个身体的姿势啊，直啊背直挺直的姿势，有帮助你保持你的心的清醒。而另外一点要注意的就是，我们吃不要吃得太多，吃得太饱。像佛经上其实是有介绍，最好是吃啊75%饱，那另外25%呢，你要空着你的肚子，就是1/4空腹，1/3饱。啊，如果你吃得太饱的话，太撑的话呢，你的身体其实需要能量来消化你的，来运转，来消化你的食物，所以呢，你很容易就会觉得很累。啊，另外一点就是睡眠，我们要睡足够，这样我们醒来的时候呢，这样我们就会觉得很清醒，心呢就觉得很清醒，这样我们就有足够的能量，这样我们去静坐的话呢，我们就可以保持一个很好的状态。
So, then another, yeah, that's the one important part. Another important part is to focus your mind on the object, you know, not to distract from the object. Whatever we're going to meditate, then should focus your mind on that. So that's the one important aspect, yeah.
另一点要在静坐时候呢，就是你的心呢要完全放在你所观想的那个境上面，也就是佛家讲的心专注于所缘境。
So therefore there's the two obstacles mentioned for the meditation. One is the excitement, wandering your mind and everywhere like that.Cannot focus in one object, wander everywhere. So then, you cannot meditate. Then you are not good meditator. So that's the one thing. One is the laxity. So laxity is, as I mentioned before, you know. So your mind look like focus on the object, but, you know, but not really strength. You don't have the, from the mind is not fresh.You know, object just very too relaxed like that. So that's the laxity. You know, so then it's not good meditate. It's not good way to meditate like that, yeah.
在我们在静坐的时候呢，有两大障碍，就是其实讲障碍，就是有两个地方我们都要特别注意的，就是避免我们的心呢陷入掉举。那掉举呢，我们心呢就乱跑了，所以呢乱跑的话，我们就没有办法把我们的心呢专注于我们所要静坐、所要圆的那个境界。另外一个我们要注意的点呢，就是昏沉。当我们心昏沉的时候呢，我们看起来呢好像是很专注于我们的所缘境，可是呢所缘境其实呢是不清晰的。因为什么呢？因为我们的心呢是处于一种不清醒的状态，因为太松弛了。所以呢，如果是这样，这两种状态呢，我们也不能好好的静坐。
So like that. So one thing is like that. So here. So when you meditate well.So then it helps improve your memory. One thing is that, you know. If we don't know how to meditate, then our mind is wandering each after another object. We don't really focus on the object. You know, within seconds our mind runs here and there. Then you forget, easy to forget.So, if you have this focused mind, one after another, you know, focus while, then move another object, you know. So, if you do that while, that kind of meditation, then your mind or memory will be much stable. You know, you don't forget easily.
如果我们的静坐做得好的话呢，它其实可以帮助我们的记忆力。如果我们 如果我们静坐做不好，就表示我们的心呢，其实是到处乱跑，像个锁缘境啊，从一个锁缘境，然后跑到另外一个锁缘境啊，到处乱跑，就是我们的心呢，不能专注于下来，在几秒钟的时间呢，我们的心呢，就已经从这边东跑到西边去了，这样子的话呢，其实呢，我们的记忆力是不太好的，我们很容易呢，就会忘记东西。所以如果我们的心呢能够专注下来，就通常我们普通的话语讲，我们的集中力很好了，用普通的话语来讲的话，如果我们的集中力好的话呢，当然我们的记忆力也会跟着提高，我们就不容易忘记东西。
So I mean it's like that. So how strong imprint you left in your mind all depend on that. You know, sometimesI mean, of course, each time when you think, leave imprint in your mind. But some will remember, some will don't remember. Then you look deeply why. Yeah, reason is only how much you focus on the object, how much you put effort to remember that object. You know, focus, you know, very mindfully. You know, then,there will be strong imprint left in the mind. So you won't forget easily. So able to stay in the mind long time like that.
有时说我们说那个人的记忆力很好，就是他可以记得的东西了，就是他有那种记得的那种习气啊。为什么呢？就是因为，就我们能够记得了多少，或者有些人很难记得一些东西，为什么呢？这是和我们的专注力的习惯或串习或者练习有关系的。如果我们勤加练习啊，比如说我们勤加静坐，然后去观想的话，我们用正念，我们用提起正念呢去专注一样东西。专注于我们的所缘境，这样呢，我们的学习，这样的学习呢，这样去学习的话，我们就不会轻易的忘记我们的学习的东西，在这里就是我们的所缘境。
So that's the very basic teaching of meditation for that. You know, so how to live mindfully.Every present moment, you know, when you're walking, eating, sleeping, whatever you do, you know, always be mindful, you know, do mindfully. So, when you do mindfully, so then is, you know, that left strong imprint in your mind. So easy to remember, yeah.
所以呢，这是其实是静坐的基本的教导，就是其实他告诉我们应该怎么样的去生活。其实在生活里面的每一样细节，无论我们是在走路啊，在吃东西啊，在睡觉啊，如果我们都是能够提起正念的话，去做每一样的东西啊，走路的时候知道你在走路，吃东西知道你在吃东西的时候呢，这样你的专注力呢就会提高。这样你就可以在你的心里面的心相续的留下这样的记忆，这样的习气。
So like that. So also one thing is like that. You know, so what kind of place you meditate? You know, should be in silent place. You know, there's no noise. You know, like that. So that kind of place you meditate, then easy to focus your mind. You know, when there's a lot of noise, then because.Our sense consciousness is very powerful, you know. So easy to distract, you know. So the mental mind difficult to focus, difficult to meditate because sense power is much powerful. So therefore, the silent place, you know, quiet place is important. You know, you really want to meditate, yeah.
所以呢，另外一个在静坐呢很重要的重要的点呢，就是要你选静坐的地方啊，选来静坐的地方，它必须是一个 安静、很少吵闹声的地方。这样呢，在这样的地方呢，你就可以很容易的把你的心呢专注于你的所缘境，很容易的去修习这个静坐。因为呢，我们的各种感官器官呢，其实是非常的强而有力的，他们是非常敏感的、敏锐的。所以呢，只要外界有什么一点声音啊，它就很容易去分心。所以如果你住的地方呢是安静，然后很少吵杂的地方呢，这样你的心就比较容易专注下来。
So like that, so those conditions are important for the beginner, yeah, so very important to find the right place, you know, especially recommended with isolated place and high in the mountain, you know, where there's the nice environment such as water, wind, you know, what we call water, air, you know, then clean, you know, fresh air, you know, those make difference, you know, so less distract, you know, the mountain, so...
所以呢，这样的条件呢，就是你们静坐的地方，的条件是对初学者来讲是非常非常重要的。所以呢，有些初学者就会选的，有些静坐的人不一定是初学者，他们就选住在高山上。为什么住在高山上？因为那个高山上的环境呢是非常有利于静坐的。因为呢，那个地方呢空气新鲜，然后呢它的水呢是非常干净的，而且它很少有外界的干扰。所以呢，这些地方就是我们经典上所讲的住随顺处。
So like the living very simple life. So the point is that living in very, you know, simple life, you know, not many things around oneself, you know, living very simple life, you know, so that helps, you know.
所以呢，我们的在高山上这样静坐呢，是过着非常简单的生活，生活就要跟它简化，尤其是一个人住的时候，就可以过得很简单，就可以帮助你的静坐。
Also, I don't know why I talk here. So like that, for me, of course, when after lunch, then that's the most difficult time to meditate, you know, always. Your mind cannot, you know. After eating is not the right time.
我先翻译师父讲的，然后我再把你的话跟师父说。所以通常呢，我们吃过午餐过后呢，因为我们肚子很饱，所以就很难静坐，因为吃了东西过后就很容易昏昏沉沉。Auntie has this question. Singapore has no mountain, so we can't go to the Hao Mountain to meditate. Singapore no mountain.
Go Nepal.
去尼泊尔，去尼泊尔找一个山洞。
So I mean, but also of course not humid, you know, like a little bit cool place like that. So I mean, the weather also make difference, you know. So a little bit cooling place like that. So high in the mountain, you know, where there's no pollution, you know, less pollution.Not like that, so.
而且住的地方呢，可能比较要选不要太潮湿的地方，所以那个气候啊也是有关系。如果你住在高山上，选个高山上来静坐的话，它的气候啊天气会比较凉一点，而且呢可能那个污染比较少。
So like that, for example, like the Rinpoche's cave in Lao-do, you know.I think some of people, you've been there, but many of you have never been there. But Lao-do, you know, that's the really, really best place to meditate. In a very, can be said, isolated place, yeah.
比如说呢，索巴上师的Lao-do的山洞啊，就是很好的。例子，你可以去那边，那就静坐的很好那个地方，因为那个地方呢与世隔绝，没有干扰，那边还有瀑布了。 一个小瀑布听说。
So it's really, you know, I think about, I don't know, maybe 4,000 meters. That kind of sea level, is a sea level. Above sea level, I think about 4,000 like that. No, yeah, 4,000 meters.
而且那边的海拔很高哦，高出海平面4000米哦，四千米哦。
Yeah, immediately you go there, a lot of thought to stop. You know.
这个不用翻哦。
So like that, you know, that kind of isolated place. You know, you want to go to the town. If you want to go to the town, going down is almost 2 hours. Coming up will be take 4 hours. So once you're there, you don't go down. You know, you don't go shopping. But finish because you have to do when to come up. Yeah, so just sit there.
所以呢，在那边呢，真的是与世隔绝。如果呢，你要你要去小镇啊，去逛一逛啊，买东西啊，看什么东西的话，你下山都需要2个小时啊。因为买了东西啊，你把这东西拉回去呢，爬上去要爬2个小时，所以来回4个小时啊。所以你想一想，可能就还是不要去了。所以你就会静静的乖乖的坐在那边。
Of course, the road is not straight, and you have to go like this kind of hill. You know? So going down not easy, coming up is even more difficult. You know.So like that. So when you see from the hill, you see that you don't have any mood to go down because you have to come up. Yeah, you don't want so.
所以呢，当你在那边的时候，如果真的到那边，叫你看哦，那边的路哦，不是像新加坡这样跑。做的美美的哦，给你的哦，你那个是山路，你看到山路这样，你看哇，要爬上去，在想啊，等一下要爬上来更加难了，爬那个山，只要带你的手钉上去了，那爬更加难。所以你当你看到那个山的时候，你就想哇，这样下去再上来，你想不用下去了，我坐在那边好了。
So like that, of course, your mind have to be strong, determination. You know, you really want to meditate. Of course, all the condition needed. Otherwise. Otherwise, not possible, you know. So, meditation again, unhappy and difficult like that. Of course, your mind must be prepared, strong. You know what you're doing, very clear, then okay, you know, then not that difficult, yeah.
可是，在那边哦，如果要选择这样的地方去静坐呢，有些先决条件，你的心理啊，必须很强大，而且你必须下定决心，你是去那边静坐要学的，要不然呢，你把自己哦关在那边的话，你会觉得哇，你很难坐下去，你坐一天就觉得哇，哎呀，我回新加坡了啊。这样你会觉得很不开心了、啊。可是，当然，如果你这些心理建设够强大的话，你坐在那边讲。OK, 这没问题的。所以你在那边静坐修行呢，就不会太难。
Okay, so something like that. So that what I'm trying to say is the point is, you know, when you meditate, always, you know, mind should have some energy there, you know, not to relax. You know, then not good meditation. Then try to focus on the object. You know, you distract mind. Each time you meditate, your mind go out.Distract, then not good meditation. So this too is important. Yeah, whenever you meditate. Yeah.
所以呢，这里要讲的就是呢，当我们在静坐的时候，要静坐，进行静坐的时候，我们的心呢要有一定的能量啊，我们的静坐有些力度哦，清晰度和力度哈啊，要不然呢，我们的心呢就有点散乱。我们要把我们的心呢专注于我们的所缘境。所缘境就是你当你要观想会观想佛的话，你那个佛像很清晰的出现，那个佛像就是你的所缘境。所以将你的心呢专注于你的所缘境，不要让你的心呢跑东跑西跑南跑北，也不让它跑来跑去了，要拴住你的心啊，要不然呢你就不能好好的静坐了。
So like that, so so okay. So I think last time we talk about the 12 link.So then we talk about the first one, the ignorance, yeah.
所以呢，上一次我们讲到这个十二缘起，我们想讲只讲了第一个土话，就是那个无明。
So like that, so, so here ignorance, which the creator who create the karma. Yeah, who create the karma is ignorance. So due to ignorance, and there's the attachment, anger arises. When your anger and attachment become strong, you know, then you create the karma.
这无明呢，是我们的一切业的创造者。怎么说呢？因为无明呢，所以我们就有了这个贪执。当我们贪执升起的时候，那么受到伤害的时候，我们的嗔心呢，就很容易跟着升起。当我们的贪念和我们的嗔心呢，越来越强烈的时候，它到达一个程度的时候呢，它就促催促我们呢去造业。
So last time I mentioned that what is ignorance. So simple way to understand is, you know, when you look at oneself, eye, or body, or any object, when you look at that, then you immediately see truly exist and believe that, you know. So that's the believing the mind, you know, believing truly existing the object and subject, you know, so that's the ignorance.
这无明到底是什么？你们每个人都讲，无明，什么是无明呢？就是说简单的来说，当你看到自己的时候，你看到这个我，你看到。 身体或者看到任何一样东西的时候，你就马上觉得，你看到的东西呢是实有的，你的心呢相信它是真实的存在的，你相信呢，这个外境和你自己的两样东西都是真实的存在的，所以呢，这就是无明。So
like that, so that's the. That's the ignorance, so that's the wrong concept. You know, because what the ignorant believe is not there. That what ignorant believe the object is not there.
所以呢，这个无明呢，就是我们的所谓的错误的概念，它是个妄念来的。这个无明呢，就是相信这个。 外境的这个物体呢，是真实的存在的，其实却是错误的。So
ignorant believe like that, since the whatever you see, you know, everything and the object truly there, you know, the ignorant believe like that. So basis on that, you know, so then your mind label on that basis on that you believe, then you label, you know, so much there. Good, bad, you know, so much level, you know, level so much good thing, then your attachment increase. Based on this appearance, then you label so much about the unpleasant thing on that object. View of the ignorance, you know, object that you label so much bad, so that how the anger arises.
所以呢，无明是这样相信的。当你看到这些事物的时候，你认为它们是真实的存在的，因为有这样的信念，所以呢，你就在你看到那事物上面呢，施舍。施舍什么呢？施舍它是好的，或者它是坏的。这样坏的，由于这样的施舍呢，你的心呢就起了贪执。 那贪执升起的时候呢，它就升起了愉悦不愉悦的感受。尤其是你贪执升起，觉得它是不愉悦的话，你的那个嗔心呢，就会跟着升起。So
it's very good to meditate. I think I mentioned before like that. So based on this ignorant, how he believe. So based on that, you label on that object. Then how the unpleasant appear to your mind. Based on that, you label on that, then how the pleasant thing appear to your mind. You know? So when you look deeply, pleasant, unpleasant is your own mind made up, you know. Not really on the object. Your mind made up, but you don't notice that, you know.
所以呢，这是我们可以这样去思维、这样去分析的。这一点呢，其实天如君以前有讲过，就是因为无明的作用，这无明的，所以当我们看到一些事物的时候，我们对这些事物呢就进行了施舍，在事物的本身上面呢进行了的施舍。就以前若佛家讲的话。看以前的佛家经典就讲假名安律，这假不是真假的假，这假是借用的意思，借用这名号放在的东西，所以呢现在的翻译就叫做施舍。所以在这个事物上面呢进行了这施舍，施舍呢就有这个愉悦的你认为这是好的，这个无明认为这是好的，所以它就有愉悦的感觉的出现，所以这个无明的心呢在这个施舍，或者呢认为这是不愉悦的，所以它有愉悦不愉悦。这样其实那样东西那样事物对你来说是愉悦和不愉悦，其实呢都是这个无明的妄念它在起作用。
So it's very, very important. You know, mostly we are disturbed by this anger and attachment. You know, even within that, of course, attachment disturb, anger disturb our mind. That's very easy to understand. Then, of course, attachment also disturb our mind. That may be subtle, sometimes difficult to understand. You know.
So, this point is we.要认识到这点是非常重要的当这无明起作用的时候呢，我们的这个施舍开始的时候，我们就有这个贪念还有这个嗔心呢就升起。当贪念和这个嗔心升起的时候呢，我们就会感到心烦，烦恼就升起了，就用普通的话来讲，这烦恼升起什么叫烦恼？就是我们的心呢不能够平静下来。当我们心不能平静下来，我们就讲心烦，也就是烦恼升起来了。这个嗔心呢，可能比较容易理解一点。可是这贪执呢，它的那个作用可能比较细微一些，所以可能比较难理解。
So like that. So. If you recognize that, for example, if you recognize that on all the unpleasant thing, you know, how your mind made on the object. If you really meditate, if you understand that, you know, it's nothing from the object. It's everything made by your mind. You know, when you recognize that, you understand that, that your anger will be reduced, you know.
所以当我们明白了这些事物对我们来说是愉悦不愉悦，其实是由我们的妄心去对那个事物进行施舍，施予那个东西，就在那个东西上面设立这个愉悦不愉悦，所以我们叫施舍。如果明白这个愉悦不愉悦的东西是由我们的心施舍的话，我们进一步去思维去分析的话，我们就发现呢，这样的感受其实并不是来自那个境本身，境就是那个事物，而是由我们的心呢去造作的。如果我们去分析的话，我们就会明白。当你明白之后呢，你看到这一点之后，你就可以放下了，你的那个嗔心就会减少了。
So like that, for example, unpleasant objects, you know, in reality, you made up by your own mind. Then you don't understand that. Then what you believe is different, you know, or from the object, 100% from the object, nothing to do with my mind. You know, for us, we see like that, we believe like that. you know, nothing to do with your mind. Everything from the object. Like that. So 100% from the object, you know, my mind is okay. Nothing to do with that. Who believe like that? But reality, not that case. Yeah. You meditate, then you'll understand your mind made up that. Also, one thing is, it really 100% unpleasant come from the object, then everybody have to see that kind of unpleasant, you know. But same object, somebody see extremely pleasant, you know. You know, one person see extremely unpleasant, you know. So it shows not 100% unpleasant coming from the object.
So, 我们要明白。 如果我们看到一个外境，那个一个外境对我们来讲是不愉悦的。像实际上来讲呢，我们应该明白，这是我们的妄心造作的一种显现，对我们心的显现。可是呢，我们的心呢，却100%相信哦，这种不愉悦呢，100%是那个外境，是那个境的作用，是那个境。 的缘故，和我们自己的心呢是一点关系都没有的，是0%的作用，是那个境的作用，是那个事物的关系。它是100%不愉悦的，它的本质、它的作用就是不愉悦的。如果真的是这样的话，你就分析，这样不只是，如果它真的是有自己的能力，这样100%不愉悦的话，这样不只是你看到是不愉悦，就是甲乙丙丁等等看到都应该觉得，这样东西是不愉悦的了。 像这表示这个外境本身，这境本身是100%不愉悦的。可是你看看了，你去进一步分析的话，可是有些人看到就觉得，这是对啊，是不愉悦的。可是有另外一批人，另外一些人看到，就觉得这样的东西，同样的东西是愉悦的，这就证明，这样东西呢，你认为100%是不愉悦的，其实呢，这样的认知是错误的。
So like that, so I don't remember the word the 8 verses of thought transmission. I don't know. Third verse. What you read, I don't know. Third verse? So that I think the fourth verse, yeah.
Fourth verse.
Yeah. Vigilant the moment the delusion appear in my mind, endangering myself and other, I shall confront and avert it without delay like that.
就是我们可以以修心八诵的第三个偈颂，极断烦恼，来这个思维，一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生，危害自与他人时，愿即呵斥令消除。I think they memorize already. Last time you taught this, I think they memorize.
Oh, really? Wow, so good. So I mean this verse is very important to remind oneself, you know. So what you have to look, you know, why our mind is disturbed. You know, what really disturbs our mind is the delusion. End of the days, attachment, anger, pride, jealousy, all this negative mind. Which disturb your mind, you know. You look deeply, you know. When your compassion, when your love doesn't disturb your mind, but you look negative mind, all this negative mind when manifests or become stronger in your mind, then immediately you are not in peace, you know, your mind is disturbed, you are not happy.
所以呢，就是我们时常要提醒自己的，要当，尤其当我们的烦恼来临的时候，来的时候，我们要用这样的东西啊来提醒自己，所以应该可以背下来吧。所以我们就可以问自己呢，为什么会心烦呢？我们心烦呢，就是无明在起作用了。但无明呢，导致我们的贪嗔痴慢疑等等这些烦恼，这负面的心态或者负面的情绪啊升起。当这些情绪呢，升起的时候呢，我们就觉得心很烦，我们心不能静下来，我们的心不平静。这你可以对比啊，当你的心烦恼起的时候，你对比，如果你深一层去想的话，当我们有这个慈心啊，我们有这个爱心的时候呢，我们慈心的这个爱心哦升起的时候，你的心会被烦呢？那时候你想想，其实那时候我的心呢，当这些慈心爱心呢升起的时候，我心是很平静的，是很愉悦的。所以对比之下，你就可以看到，当这些负面的情绪啊、贪嗔痴烦恼等等升起的时候呢，你的心呢马上就被捣乱了，你的心呢马上就变得很不平静了。
So it's very very important meditation. You know, this is the most important meditation we could do. You know, always mindful, vigilant. You know, whenever we are.And especially with the people, relating with the people, talking to people, in the working environment, you know, in the center, wherever. You know, so always vigilant, whether any negative emotion, you know, arises or not. Then immediately recognize that harm yourself and harm other, you know.
所以呢，这一点呢是非常重要的修行，非常修行的点，就是时时刻刻呢，我们都要提起正念，与正念呢去生活，然后呢，要有正知去审查我们的心呢，看有没有我们的心呢是否陷入烦恼了。尤其是当我们在和别人相处的时候啊，当我和别人说话啊，当我们在日常上在我们工作啊，在我们工作的环境里面啊，或者在中心里面啊，当和别人讲话、别人相处的时候呢，我们都要有这个正念，然后时时刻刻呢审查、观察我们的自心。为什么呢？所以如果我们有这个正念正知的话呢，当我们烦恼一升起的时候呢，我们的正念和正知呢就马上察觉，正知察觉，哎，烦恼升起来了，所以马上认识到，哎，烦恼升起来了，就注意到，因为这个烦恼呢不只是会伤害到你自己，也会伤害你旁边的人。
So like that, so also it's mentioned that, you know, the moment, you know, the moment delusion arises, you know, when it arises, the moment, you know, already, that means there's no delay, you know, immediately your mind is disturbed, you know, it doesn't take time, you know, when the negative emotion arises in your mind is disturbed, you know.
所以呢，当我们的无明烦恼升起，就无明作用升起的时候呢，它不会有片刻的停留，它就马上啊，让你的心呢烦起来，这烦恼就马上升起来了。然后呢，你就觉得你就不能平静下来。当你讲你心烦不能平静，就表示你的心很。怎么讲呢？很那个，一定要做些什么样东西、啊？如果没有做的话，你就不能安静下来，啊，是这样的状态，所以我们叫烦恼。
So like that, I mean, must understand. The point is, everyone must understand that, you know, to meditate on that, you know. So, I mean that we really understand that how the negative emotion disturb us, you know. Is we all have the experience, you know. So.But we are not mindful on that. You know, so it's good to meditate. Then in this way, then we are able to change, you know, not harming yourself, not to harm other. You know, so bring more peace and happiness for yourself and other.
所以这点是我们要明白的，所以呢，我们要很小心哦，时刻去观察，观察什么？观察自己，观察我们的烦恼呢是怎么样升起，然后怎么样去干扰我们自己。可是呢，很多时候呢，我们都没有这样的正念呢，我们都没有提起这样的正念，所以这点呢，是我们需要去改进，需要去修的。如果我们能够这样去修，当你去观察你的心的时候，你就开始修了。当去观察的时候，去修的时候，这样你就察觉到，你就可以为自己带来一些改变。所以呢，你就不会在烦恼升起时呢，你会注意到，就不会伤害到自己，也不会伤害到其他的人。这样你就可以为自己带来更多的平和，也为别人带来更多的平和。
So like that. So if you recognize, you know, when you meditate, then when the negative emotion arises, such as anger, attachment, or the negative emotion arises, then you are mindful, then you are able to recognize that. You know, when it arises, you are able to recognize that. Then you apply the antidote.You know, immediately you apply the antidote, then become very easy, you know, easy to let go that negative emotion.
所以当我们认识到这一点呢，我们就可以清楚地看到，当我们烦恼升起的时候，就烦恼升起的时候，比如说当我们的贪执升起了，当我们生气的时候，我们称念的称心升起的时候，如果你提起的正念的话呢，你就注意到，然后你的正知呢就会把你拉回来，然后你就可以及时运用对治的方法。当你用这对治的方法的时候呢，你就可以对治你的烦恼，这样就比较容易呢放下这样的烦恼。
So like that, because it's easy to let go, because it's still the negative emotion, not that powerful. You know, so when you apply antidote, then easy to let go.
为什么那个时候比较容易放下呢？因为当你马上及时认识到，然后对治的话呢，那烦恼的力量呢还没有那么强，烦恼还没有那个滋生的话呢，就是比较容易放下。
So, but our problem is because first place we're not mindful, we never vigilant or never check. You know, when negative emotion arises, we never check. You know.On top of that, then we don't care about that, just let it grow, you know, one after another, you know, become very powerful, you know, very strong like that, you know, then your mind become, your negative emotion become very powerful, then you become like, suddenly you become mad, you know, because of the negative emotion, you know, become not ourselves, you know.Become different person. Then, at that moment, you try to apply antidote or you get the advice. Very challenging, you know, difficult to change.
我们的问题是呢，第一，我们很少有提起我们的正念呢，我们正念不是24/7的，好。当烦恼升起的时候，我们正知也不会察觉，所以呢，烦恼升起的时候呢，我们并没有什么改变，因为我们没有正念正知，正念正知即大不放逸。然后第二点呢，就是当烦恼升起了，就算我们有正念，我们察知了，我们也不管它，我们就放任不管，让它去放羊吃草。所以就让它自己增长，让烦恼呢越来越滋生，越来越强大，到最后呢，是我们自己受不了了，我们就发疯了，就发飙了啊！好，在那时候呢，我们就变成好像另外一个人了，我们就不是我们自己了，我们就变成另外一个人了。哎，那个时候你在察觉，哎，烦恼来了，可是呢，你要运用这个对治的方法呢，哎呀。那 的难度也未免太大了吧。
I thought something happened to him, nothing. 啊啊 I thought somebody hit you like that.
Yeah, the Dharma dramatization.
What?
Drama in Dharma.
Also Dharma practitioner pray that what called Dharma drama, you know. Nobody clear.
Kim Ju Xiang Wang Ji Tao Jiang Shimala.
Okay, so what I'm talking now. So, so very important, you know, so what is Dharma practitioner? The point is like that. Many is, of course, Buddha says, subdue your mind. You know, to practice Dharma is subdue your mind. When your mind is subdued, so then you have peace and happiness for yourself. Not only that, but you're able to give happiness and peace to others, you know. So what to subdue? When you say subdue your mind, what to subdue, you know, is to reduce the negative emotion, you know.
所以呢，当我们讲我们在修啊，修佛法，到底什么才算是修法呢？当然，我们可以从那个佛教的名句里面讲，自尽其意是诸佛教。这自尽其意呢，就是调伏我们的自心。但我们调伏我们的自心呢，是怎么样的呢？那自心调伏自心长得什么样子呢？当调伏自心的时候呢，我们的心是很平和，是很快乐的。那心很平和、很快乐的话，就表示你的心呢已经调伏了。不只是你的，当你的能够调伏自心，不只是你自己感到平和快乐，你也可以给别人带来，你周边的朋友、周边的人带来平和和快乐。这个时候呢，你就有这个能力啊，去减轻啊，去对治你的烦恼。
So like that. So also the same verse that one also said why we need to be vigilant.You know, when the negative emotion arises, why you need to be vigilant and immediately we abort. Why we need to do that? The reason is given because it's harm yourself and harm other. That's the reason. You know?
7 verses or 8 verses?
Same one. Just now talking
8 verses. The third one. 所以呢，它其实和刚才我们讲的那个修心八颂里面的那个第三偈颂，第三偈颂的它的那个总名称啊，总我们就叫极断烦恼。为什么呢？为什么当烦恼升起的时候，我们就要马上去对治它啊？马上去，他讲极断了，迅速的断除这样的烦恼。因为当烦恼升起，你不这样做的话，你就会给自己带来伤害，而且你会伤害到他人。所以他讲危害自与他人时，愿即刻持令消除。
Okay, so all like that, so I get that.
所以就是这么说。We're still on the first picture.
Still on there. Long way to go. You get one picture. If you understand one picture, you understand all of the 11.
You know? 如果你明白第一个图画，你就明白其他十个图画。所以你只需要一个图画就可以了。不用十二因缘，一个因缘就可以了。
So, so like that. So, So again, one thing you have to understand again, you know, when the negative emotion arise, you know, it harm yourself and harm other. Not only that, you know, leave the negative imprint in the mind. So that means you create the karma.
So, in the time when fan out, some see the shi ho, the butcher shi hui, shanghai dao, zizi, ye hui, shanghai dao, ta ren, si ta de ren. Erzi, and the in way, zhe yang the shang chi, shanghai ta ren, so, um, ju zao xia la ye, rong zai um, the xin shi li min, the jung xia la, jiga e de si chi.
So then, so again, you look deeply, you know, so you don't apply the antidote, you never thought about that, how to reduce the negative emotion. Just let it grow, you know, like one after another, let it grow like that. So that means your negative emotion getting stronger and stronger in your mind. So after a while, your mind is overwhelmed by this negative emotion. Then what happened, what will be, oh, this is my part of my life, this is me, you know. After a while, you become one with the negative emotion. This is me, I can't change. You know, so this is the big problem, you know. So after that, you cannot change, look like. So difficult to change, because your mind, you think this is the only one you have, you know. No other thing. Then you never think, difficult to think it's possible to change, you know. So that is too late.
所以我们应该进一步的去分析，如果烦恼升起的时候呢，我们不马上运用这个对治的方法会怎么样？通常我们都不管它，所以会怎么样呢？如果你不马上运用对治的方法呢，去减轻你的烦恼，你让它慢慢的自己很滋长，慢慢的自长的话，这烦恼呢就越来越强大。当烦恼太过滋生的时候，它说强烈的时候呢，这你可能就有一种错觉升起了，这种错误的认知什么的，这就是我就是这样，我和你们不一样，我就是这样的，啊，就说哎，我就是这样啊，啊，你要改什么？我就是不能改变，因为这就是我。所以到了那个时候呢，你就真的哦，你的心呢就很难哦，去改变了。
So like that. So, so then, of course, you see, you know, so you think you are like that, you know, I'm like that, so you believe that, you know. So then, of course, your whole mind is overwhelmed by negative emotion. Then what you see, what your mind is full of negative emotion. Negative mind. What you see is everything negative, you know, like that. So then, that's the, we talk about the hell. When you talk about the hell, it's about that. Everything become miserable, you know, inside, outside, you know. So sometimes hell is easy to describe, you know. So that's hell, you know.
So, 如果是这样的话呢，你想啊，你自己心里这样想，哎，你就是这个样子，或者哎呀，应该讲我了哈、哦，华语讲我这样比较容易哦，我这样想哈、啊，我就是这个样子，所以呢，你就不需要去改变，不要去运用对治的方法，这样你的心呢就完完全全哦都是烦恼，被烦恼占据了，所以你看什么东西哦，你都是用这个妄心起的烦恼来看，都不顺眼的，所以你就感觉到很痛苦，哎，所以这就有点像地狱道了，因为地狱道的生活在地狱道的众生呢，他的感受就是全部的东西都是痛苦的，外面的东西都是很痛苦，火在烧很痛苦，里面东西他也是感觉到在烧也是很痛苦，他里里外外呢都是很痛苦的，所以呢，有时候我们讲地狱其实是很容易、啊、来形容的，啊
，Yeah, so like that, so one way like that, so you look in a positive way, you know, you don't have negative emotion.You are very vigilant, mindful. Any moment negative emotion arises, apply the antidote, let it go. Then on top of that, you have some kind of understanding of loving kindness, you know, compassion, always positive mind. Then, of course, you could say the happiest life. So, your mind is very positive. Whatever comes in the life, your mind is positive and peaceful. So, any kind of environment you lived, how difficult it is, the environment look like, how difficult it is, it doesn't bother your mind. You know, so everything is pleasant in your mind. So that consider pure land, you know. One way pure land is just within your mind, hell is within your mind. Could understand that way also. You don't have to go like die and go other place, you know. Pure land means you have to die and go to somewhere, you know. Oh, then pure land, then hell means you die and have to go somewhere. Not necessary, you know. We can experience hell and pure land within this life, you know, within your mind, yeah.
So, 反过来说，当我们的心呢有是比较正面的，比较积极的，我们心呢时常有正念啊，然后有正智去觉察的话，当我们烦恼升起的时候呢，我们就可以马上运用这对治的方法，然后对治的方法减轻我们的烦恼，然后放下，把这个负面的情绪放下去啊。这样不只是这样呢，我们还对这个慈心啊、爱心啊有一些理解，有一些正确的理解，能不能够如理作意的话，这样呢我们就可以时时保持一个正面的心态。这样保持一个正面的心态的话呢，我们就可以活得比较开心，很开心。所以呢，不管发生什么事情呢，我们都可以活得开开心心的。这样我们住的地方呢也有很多的正能量，所以不论我们生活的环境是怎么样的，哎，我们都可以以这样的正念呢去正面的心态呢去面对。所以呢，很多事情啊，每一样东西呢都是很愉悦的。那因为对我们的心来讲，这些东西都是很愉悦的。那个时候呢，就好像生活在净土一样啊，好像生活在净土一样。因为呢，我们的心清净，所以呢，净土呢就出现了。所以呢，这是。如果我们有很好很好对这个佛法有很好的理解的话，这样我们就不一定要等我们死了，我们要去一个叫净土的地方，开开心心的过活。就是我们能够在这一生啊，这一生在这一个短短一生里面呢，也能够享受到净土般的那种生活，因为我们的心呢就已经生活在净土里面了。
So like that, so like Bodhisattvas, you know, who are fully developed in Bodhisattva mind. Like for example, Bodhisattva like that, you know, they come to this world, for them it's like a pure land, you know.
就好像菩萨一样，就是我们讲的就是证得圣果位的菩萨，他们有这个无伪的菩提心，这伪是虚伪的伪，无伪就无虚伪的菩提心。他们这个无伪的菩提心的时候呢，他们来到我们这个世界呢，就好像来到净土一样。
So like that, so here, so very important to understand that, you know, so how our mind created everything, you know, happy, unhappy, you know, end of the days.Our own mind created, you know. So therefore, always look in your mind. You know, it's important. When negative emotion arises, apply the antidote, reduce that. You know, when positive mind arises, try to develop and increase that. You know, in this way, so, you know, you can experience more happiness, you know, and reduce the suffering like that.
所以现在最重要的，那么看看哦，都看了，反复看，反复去推理啊，去思维的话呢，这样非常重要的点呢，我们就要明白，我们所看到的万物万事呢，都是由我们的心造作而显现的。所以呢，无论我们是感到快乐或者是不快乐，都是由我们的心呢去造作的。 所以当我们的烦恼生气的时候呢，我们就要马上认识到，然后呢运用对治的方法。当我们的心呢是正面的话呢，我们就要让它呢不退转，让它能够继续的增长，哦，增长增强。
So like that, as mentioned before, so not mindful, just let it be. When negative emotion arise, let it be, become strong like that. Then you entire life live like that. So that means when you die, you know, you die with that kind of negative emotion. So that means next life also, you know, immediately, you know, so strong negative emotion arise, you know, because of the imprint left in your mind. So it goes like that, you know, worse and worse like that, you know. So then you look like that, then how to free from samsara? It's not possible, you know. Then forever, you know, suffering oneself like that.
所以当我们如果没有正念正知的话呢，我们能让我们的烦恼呢轻易的升起，那升起的时候呢又放任它不去对治，不去想运用对治的方法去减轻这烦恼，这样我们就这样过了一生，我们一生呢就让烦恼不断的滋长，这样当我们死亡的时候呢，这烦恼呢是会很深很重的。这强烈的烦恼在我们死亡的时候它升起的话，这是因为我们在生的时候呢，我们生的时候不断的去串习这个烦恼，所以我们种下了很深重的烦恼的习气，所以死亡的时候这烦恼就升起了。这样我们会去哪里呢？这我们可以自己去想想啊。这样不只是这样，可能生生世世这样下去，这样我们几时才能够从这个轮回之中解脱出来呢？所以如果要从轮回解脱出来的话是根本不可能的，所以呢我们只好永远的这样的在痛苦之中呢生活下去了。
So like that, so very important, so meditate like that, you know, so understand, meditate, you know, then some realization in your mind, you know, you really want to free from samsara, you know, so then this is the very, very importantmeditation, you know, to immediately understand negative emotion, harm you, harm other, you know, apply and make less powerful, you know, reduce that, you know. So this way, then, you know, you don't create that much karma. So that means slowly you don't have to take rebirth in samsara, especially low rebirth, you know. So like that, so there's hope for the liberation, you know.
所以这是非常重要的修行的方法。首先呢，我们必须去明白这样的道理。明白的这样的道理的时候呢，我们要去如理作欲，去修行，去思维修，这样不断的串习，不断的思维修呢，这样呢，我们希望我们能够有一天呢，能够完全的开悟哦，就至少有一点点开悟了，这是一个过程。这样我们就明白，这样我们就有，我如果我们真的希望从这个轮回之中解脱的话，我们就需要这样做所以这三点哦，明白，然后去思维修，然后呢证得我们所明白的东西证我们所明白的东西，所以这点是非常重要的所以当我们的烦恼升起的时候呢，因为我们有时常提起这个正念啊，没有对治这个烦恼啊，所以呢我们就可以马上运用这个对治的方法，而不是任由它烦恼去滋长。这样我们对治这个方法运用下去呢，我们就可以减轻我们的烦恼，我们就可以放下它，这样呢我们所造的恶业就可以慢慢慢慢的减轻，这样不断的这样串习下去，这样我们就不需要这生过后我们就不需要投入，就不需要坠入这三恶道，这样呢，这样不断的串习过去，这样有一天呢，我们终有一天呢能够从轮回之中呢解脱出来。
So like that, so So I mentioned before, so how to apply the antidote? One simple way is that, I mentioned before, so, you know, when the unpleasant object appear in your mind, so then look at that unpleasant object, which is not on the object, but your mind made up all this unpleasant object. Recognize that, like a dream, you know, when you dream, in the dream you don't understand that. When you wake up, then you see that just a dream, or just the dream mind see that, not in reality. You know, the beautiful house, a beautiful object, or unpleasant object in the dream. When you're dreaming, you never understand that. When you wake up, you understand. Or just the appearance of my dream mind, that's all, there's nothing there. So you don't have attachment, you don't have anger. So exactly like that, when you understand the unpleasant, a good or pleasant object, 100% on the object, what you see, what you believe, it's just your mind made up, not 100% object, on the object, from the object, not there. You know, when you understand, then you are like wake up from the dream, recognizing this just a dream like that. So if we ever do that, then your negative emotion will reduce, you know.
So this is Kimberly 以前有讲过的，我们怎样运用这个对峙的方法。刚才讲哦，对峙的方法，不然身体我们运用对峙的方法，这样啊，对呀对呀，这样我要运用对峙的方法，这样怎么样运用呢？当一个境显现的时候呢，尤其是给你这种不愉悦感觉的境显现的时候呢，你就要开始观察啊，观察，哎，这个境到底是怎么样的？哎，你要明白，这是你的心造作而来的。怎么说呢？它就好像做梦一般。怎么讲？讲做梦一般啊，比如说，当你在做梦的时候，你醒来的时候，你觉得哦，原来是个梦。啊，你就不会执着了，对吗？你就放下，哎，这个东西啊，不用放在心里了，就是一个梦来的。因为呢，你知道呢，它不是实有的，它不是真实存在的。啊，在梦境里面，无论你梦到的东西啊，或者是一间房子啊，它是多么漂亮、多么美好的话，哎，你都不会去执。你醒来的时候呢，哎，你都不会去执着。虽然在梦境里面你不明白呀，你会觉得哎呀，这是一个很漂亮的屋子，这是漂亮的东西，哎呀，我要拥有它。哦，你在梦里的时候你是不明白的，哦，可是当你醒来的时候呢，你就觉得哎，这只是梦，所以你就会放下了。所以你明白这梦境里面呢，它只有显现而已，它并不是实有的，它并不是真实的存在的。所以呢，当你看这个不愉悦的外境啊，显现的人懂，这是一种显现，好像做梦一样。哦，这个给我带来不愉悦感觉的这个境，哦，它并不是180%哦，那个东西就是这样的。这个东西呢，就好像做梦一样，它并没有这个境本身呢，并没有这个能力哦，没有这个能力，并没有这个作用哦，100%的哦，就让人家不愉悦的。它这是你的心呢。造作一样，像梦一样。好，当你能够做到这明白这一点的时候呢，啊，这东西呢不是来自这境啊，外在的这个力量。好，你明白这一点的话，你就能够哎释然了，那么你就放下心中的大石，好，这样你的烦恼就可以减轻了。
Okay, so I mean this kind of meditation, you don't need to go isolate place, you know.You don't have to go such a high mountain, isolated place, you don't have to go, you know. Wherever you are, whether you're eating or you're going toilet or you go gym or wherever, you know, walking, wherever.
Walk and work.
Yeah, walk and walk, well. And wherever walk. You are, you know.
还有炒菜。
Okay, you can meditate that, you know, it's most effective.Meditation, I could say, most important than the single point of meditation, you know. This is how you really take care of your mind. How this brings happiness, you know, peace and happiness for yourself and the other, you know. So very, very effective meditation.
所以这样的东西呢，这样的修啊，这样的修其实是每天都可以修的，不需要与世隔绝，不需要找到一个高高的山上把自己封锁起来，不需要的。这样的修法呢，其实你每天啊，在你吃东西的时候啊，在你上厕所的时候啊，当你上 gym 啊做运动的时候啊，当你在走路啊，你做工啊，或炒菜的时候，其实都可以这样去思维修的，不要把食物炒烂了啦。好，这都可以这样去思维修的，你都可以这样一心不乱的去想，哎，这是呵护你自己的心灵最好的方法，这是呵护你自己心灵最好的方法，它可以为你自己带来平和，带来快乐。
So like that, so very important. So like that, because we are too ignorant, we don't understand, you know. So because of ignorance, we don't understand all these things, you know. So because of that, all the problem, you know, circle in samsara, is because of ignorance. Because of ignorance, we don't understand all these things. Yeah.
所以这点是非常重要的，我明白这一点了。因为呢，我们的无明呢太深太重，就是讲我们的无明的习气啊太深重了。因为这个无明的习气呢，所以我们不明白，所以呢，我们不明白的话呢，我们就造业啊，然后就面对很多的问题，然后这些问题呢，重重的问题啊，就让我们不断的在轮回里面呢，不断的在上上下下哦，不能解脱，不能跳出来。
So here, so any.So like how ignorant we are, you know, so you can understand, you know. One way very simple, because our total focus is for this life. That is how ignorant we are, you know. Our main object to achieve is happiness for this life. We hardly think about happiness. We don't post and priority in happiness for the future life, first place. Then forget about that liberation, you know.Our focus just by happiness for this life, you know, 100%, you know, happiness of the future life is just, you know, 90%, maybe 10% for that, I'm not sure, but 100% just for working for this happiness for this life. So how ignorant, you know, we are like that, you know.
可是可能有些人不同意了啊，我们的无明习气怎么会这么深重呢？这样简单的来说了，简单了，因为举一个很简单的例子，我们对这一生快乐的追求是100%的，我们所做的任何东西呢，都是为了这一生的快乐。我们这一生的目标就追求这一生的快乐。句号。为什么呢？我们没有说把未来生的快乐摆在我们的生活中心里面，所以呢，所以未来生的快乐我们根本都没有想到，所以根本不用想到什么解脱轮回的，解脱轮回可能都根本都想都没想过的，所以可能呢，可能有90%的人哦，这一生的目标在追求这一生的快乐，然后什么东西都不管。可能有10%的人是追求下一生的快乐了，可能了哈，我们不大肯定。可是呢，大多数的人呢，都是100%只想到这一生，然后就其他都没有想了。所以这就证明我们其实呢，我们的无明其实是非常深重的。
So like that, so our focus is like that, you know, just.You know, happiness for this life, you know, our main focus is that. You know, so like that. Because of that, of course, to achieve just happiness for this life, then of course we have to engage, you know, all so many negative emotions are involved there, you know, just easy to arise because of that, to achieve that goal, you know, so then all this ad only concern is all engaged because of that, you know.So it shows we're very ignorant like that.
所以呢，为了追求这一生的快乐呢，所以呢，我们把全部的精力都放进里面，所以我们就去造业啊，因为达到这一生的快乐嘛，所以我们就起烦恼啊。所以呢，我们注重的都是这一生的名闻利养啊，喜的 得到不得到名誉毁赞等等。
So like that. So because we ignore them, we engage that. Then next life, you know, pull, you know, to the lower realm, and because of that, also this is because of ignorance. Yeah.
因为无明烦恼的习气呢，所以我们就追求这一生，所以下一生呢，我们就坠入了三恶道。
So like that. So that's the example shows the old man.Walking with a stick like that, you know, supposed to be old, blind, you know, so like that. So he want to go somewhere, but he can't see, difficult to walk. So like that. So may he fall down from the cliff or whatever it is, you know, then suffer. So like that. So that's to symbolize the ignorance. So due to ignorance, so we don't, even we want to go,want to achieve happiness future life or liberation because of ignorance, we are not able to achieve that. You know, then because of ignorance, we fall down to the lower realm. So like that, that's the old man picture symbolize that. Also then, when it's old man, it's because ignorance is the old, considers old, as I mentioned before, ignoranceSymbolize ignorance all. So that means ignorance within us is a long period of time. From beginning of this rebirth within our mind, ignorance. So we can understand all men is, you know, ignorance all like that can be understood that way. So that means, you know, not kind of aging, but here is a long time, you know, within in our mind from beginning of this rebirth up to now, like that.
在这个十二缘起里面呢，这个无明是由这个第一个土化这个又老又瞎的人呢、哦、来代表的。这个老盲人手里拄着拐杖呢，要出远门，他要出远门，所以他代表无明。这个老人呢，他又瞎看不见，然后呢身体也没有力气了，可是他行动不方便，所以如果他要出门去走的话，去出远门的话，他很容易就遇到危险，可能很容易就掉入这个悬崖里面，然后失去他的性命。这就代表这个无明。这无明呢，虽然我们可能有心哦，要得到下一生去想要得到很好的下一生，然后要能够从轮回中解脱出来，可是呢，我们就像这个老人一样，没有办法做到，因为无明让我蒙蔽了一切，让我没有办法做得到。所以呢，我们的结局就是掉到危险的地方，就掉入三恶道。就好像这个老人一样，这个无明用老人来做代表，表示无明呢其实已经很老了。怎么老呢？他从无始以来就和我们并存了，所以他的年纪是非常非常大的。从无始以来没有办法计算的开始以来到现在，这个老人并表示他的年纪大或者是老化，他表示他从无始以来这么久的时间，长长久久的时间都和我们在一起，所以已经是很久很久了。
OK, so that's the about the ignorance. So like that, so I mean this the most important thing to understand what is ignorance, you knowMust understand that, how the ignorant bring all the negative emotion, you know. So must understand that. So therefore, when you remove the ignorance, you know, with the applied antidote, then when you remove the ignorance, then you achieve liberation, you know. So if you cannot remove ignorance, until you don't remove ignorance, that means,you have to circle in the samsara, you know.
所以明白这个无明到底是怎么样，是什么东西是非常重要的。我们应该明白这个无明呢会给我们带来很多很多的烦恼，所以我们必须断除这个无明。 我们断除了无明呢，我们才能够从这所有的问题、所有的烦恼呢解脱出来，也是从轮回中解脱出来。所以当无明升起的时候呢，我们需要应用对治的方法来断除它。如果我们没有办法断除无明的话，这样我们就只好生生世世在轮回里面不断的轮转。
So like that, so you apply the antidote to the ignorance. Through applying the antidote, then you remove ignorance. If you able to remove ignorance or weaken the ignorance by applying the antidote, so that means, so you don't create karma, so you don't get the second link. So that you don't have second link, then third, fourth, all up to the 12, aging, death, also you don't have that, you know, once you remove the ignorance.
所以当无明升起的时候呢，如果我们可以运用对治的方法的话呢，我们就可以把它断除掉，或者我们就可以减轻它的力量。如果我们能够断除它的话呢，这样我们就不会去造业。如果我们不造业的话呢，我们就断了第二支，不只断了第二支断了之后，第三、第四、第五、第六、第七、第八、第九、第十、第十一、十二，就完完全全断了。
So like that. So once you are not able to abandon the ignorance, you know, so when your ignorance is powerful, then of course you will get the second link, third, fourth, up to 12, aging and death. You know, even you don't want, it will come, you know. So like that.
可是呢，如果我们没有办法断除这无明的话呢，这样接下来呢，它就会产生，它会生出第二支分，第二支分又生出第三、第四、第五，这样与此类推，一直生生到第十二支分，所以就整个十二缘起呢，就会完完整整的呈现出来。虽然你不要，你讲我不要，我不要，可是它还是会生气，因为你没有断这个无明。
Okay, so that is, yeah, so that's why it's very important to understand ignorance. Yeah, what is ignorance? You know, so very important to understand that. You know, then in order to reduce the ignorance, then of course you need to realize emptiness. You know, when you realize emptiness, you know, directly, you know, when you seeemptiness directly, so that means when you achieve path of seeing, so then that time you still have ignorance, but your ignorance become powerless, you know, it's not able to create the karma anymore, you know.
所以呢，就是为什么 Kim Jue 讲这个明白了解这个无明呢是非常重要的。所以明白什么是无明啊，无明长的是什么样子的，这样我们就可以运用对治的方法。这样如果我们能够减轻无明啊，如果这只是慢慢慢慢减轻，或者甚至断了这个无明的话呢，我们就可以从轮回中跳出来。怎么说呢？当我们能够断除无明，怎么断除无明呢？就是去清正空性。如果呢，你能够清正空性的话呢，你就进入到这个见道，这五道里面的见道，这看见的见道，见道。那当你证得了见道的时候呢，你就是圣者了，就圣者了。这样，你那个无明呢还在那边，可是无明呢已经没有办法起任何作用。因为无明没有办法起任何作用呢，它就不能造业，所以你就完完全全没有新的业了。
So like that, so as we say, Tas, Tadya, Tayata, Kate, Kate, Parakate, Parasamkate, so at the third one, Parakate, so that shows the path of seeing, like that. So the third level, path of seeing, when you achieve that, then you realize emptiness directly. So from there on, so that your ignorance doesn't have power to create the, what call this, Panchakila, compositional activity, I don't know, the second link.
Compositional activity.
Yeah. projecting karma, whatever. Yeah. You don't create the projecting karma.
So now we can use Xin Jing, we often read the Gade Gade Para Gade Para Sangade Bodhisoha.而这句话是有意思的，那第三个 paragade 指的就是见到啊，这见到，所以呢当你清正空性的时候、啊、清正空性的时候呢，你就进入这个见到，因为你就证悟了这个 paragade。 当你证悟这空性的时候呢，那无明呢就没有力量了啊，他就没有没有力量，表示无名无力啊，表示就是他不能起任何作用。虽然他还在那边，可是不能起任何作用。啊，当无名不能起任何作用的时候呢，你就不会造任何新的业，就是你只是把你的旧业给清除而已。所以你没有造新的业，就表示你的第二支分啊，第二支分又不是有个人在造那个陶器了，对吗？那个十二缘起，这表示的行，那行这支呢就断了。
Okay, like that. So then, after part of sin, then you go to part of meditation. Then still you need to meditate on emptiness. You know, within the negative emotion, there's afflictive and innate afflictive emotion, different type. So in order to abandon the innate afflictive emotion, then you need to meditate on emptiness again.So then when you remove the innate affliction, you know, the innate ignorance, then, yeah, then you'll achieve the liberation. Yeah.
所以证得了见道之后呢，进入圣者的果位之后，就表示你哦，就放下了，不需要修了吗？而不是，你还要继续不断的去串习，去修这个空性，就要去空性。这时候要断的是什么呢？要断的是这个俱生无明，这个、俱生我执了。俱生我执是一种无明来的。你断了这个不断修空性、串习空性呢，断除了这个俱生我执，完全去除之后呢，这样你就可以从轮回之中呢，解脱出来了。
So like that. So then, of course.You achieve the arhat, whatever. So arhat, achieve liberation, but it's still, of course, you are not perfect. You know, still the subtle imprint of ignorance is still there. And a very subtle imprint of that is still haven't removed that. So in order to remove that, you must need the bodhicitta mind, combined, conjoined with the emptiness.Only then you are able to abandon the subtle imprint of the ignorance. Once you abandon subtle ignorance, the subtle imprint of ignorance, then you will achieve the full enlightenment.
当你完全去除了俱生我执的时候呢，这样你的那个修道就完成了，这样你就进入了无修道。这无修道那时候你是真的阿罗汉道。可是阿罗汉呢，你成为阿罗汉的时候呢，它还不是完美的境界。为什么呢？因为你的细分的无明习气啊还在那边，你还没有断除这细分的无明习气。这样怎么断除呢？这时候呢，就要结合空性摄空性和菩提心。所以你的空性的串习要有菩提心的摄持，这样不断的去串习，然后呢，你可以断除这细分的无明。当你断除这细分无明的习气啊的时候呢，你就可以证得佛的果位，那你就证得了正等正觉佛的果位。
Okay, so we are enlightened, so we stop here. Okay.
所以你就那时候你就成佛了，哎，你的假期就开始了。
For the auspicious
holiday starts. Yeah.
For the auspicious.
所以为了好的缘起呢，我们今天就讲到这哦，就证得佛的果位。哇哦。
Oh, that is so hard. Ah.Buddhi Soha
又成为了 佛了，已经超越菩萨了。
Okay, then today's our last class, so we'll see after, after New Year somewhere there, yeah.
Chinese New Year.
Yeah, after New Year, we'll see.
所以呢，今天是今年的最后一堂课，所以下堂课应该是明年农历新年过后了。
Okay, so it will, I'll finish the rest of the limb. Okay, next time I'll finish the rest of the limb, then we'll continue with the, what called the boundless good quality verses for the great scope, yeah.
这样明年呢，我们就就把这个十二缘起的另外十一个支分呢给讲完，讲完了过后，我们就回到我们的功德本颂。我们要讲的是功德本颂了。
Okay,
so 现在我们就做回向。 We'll do dedication now. It's in the big booklet. 做回向，我们的回向是32页，英文中文、We'll do a dedication from page 31, 32, 33, 34. Dedication.Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exceptions into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其升起。以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。Just as the brave Manjushri and Samadabhadra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way, that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtues with the dedication praised as the best by the victorious ones thus gone of three times, so I might perform good works. 勇猛文殊如宝了诸法。大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等上根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。不用等明年见，下个星期有那个药师佛法会，对吗？所以欢迎大家出席。Need not wait until next year, then we meet again. Next weekend, we have Medicine Buddha Puja. Okay, so all are welcome. Benny 提醒我还有那个大白伞佛母盖的法会，所以它是能够清除这个非人的伤害的，所以是非常好的有力的一个法会，所以欢迎大家出席。
Hasn't the other sent Wah to us? I look at Wah's. Let me check. Oh, Wah just sent.
Okay, let me announce next week's program.